There are followers of yours who just can't bear to think that such a saint had such an heir. And to preserve your role as stoic saviour, invented my lascivious behaviour. It would keep the stoic icon undefiled if adultery had doomed me with this child. Alas, I can't collude with these deniers of your son's descent. They're frightened liars. To deify the one and demonize the other in the end damns me, the blameless mother. Though I bore you all your children and was chaste, those who sanctify you had my fame debased. History branded me the worst of wives and whores because no one wanted to believe that he was yours. But I, Faustina, am the only one who knows that you're his father, you his son. Those libels and those slanders are untrue. I never slept with anyone but you. You should thank fortune you can free your reputation from paternity. Such freedoms are impossible to me. Even if her son sheds millions blood, a mother can't deny her motherhood. As babes they pressed the warm milk from our pap before they pumped men's blood across the map. Whatever boundaries they've gone beyond, nothing ever breaks that early bond. I'd be relieved if history released me too from the burden of having borne this beast. Sometimes, when I imagine that I hold my Commodus, a one-year-old, I cradle carcasses whose eyes can't close, to whom no gentle rocking brings repose. I find my blood-flecked arms are full of hacked-up bits of bear and bull, meat bundled up in bloody rags of boldly flown but now abandoned flags, and I have to add my bitter mother's cry to this abattoir's black lullaby, along with Clara and with Rosa, each a mater dolorosa, cradling adult or Benito's tons of other mother's meat that once was son's, and with Yekaterina, whose cradled darling sucked milk and then sucked blood as Joseph Stalin. Would it help the world pretending your pure semen did not create this blood-demented demon? If it would, I'd swear the nympho whore Faustina fucked a fighting man from the arena. And if I swear my folly under oath, it puts a boundary between you both and raises up a future frontier post between the godlike and the gangster ghost. I'll let these stories go on being told to keep apart the Iron Age and gold. If I agree to let these slanders thrive, will the future learn to hope and thus survive? To free the dreamer fouled by his son's flaw, I'll swear to the future, yes, I was a whore.